I thank you for giving us this opportunity to serve and to give back to our community. I pray that everything that we do, you're working through us, and it's not for our good, but for your glory. Thank you, God. Amen.
All right. Thank you, Brooke and Knox, huh? Good job. All right. So we went real quick, thanks to Brooke and Knox from having a few years ago. We didn't even have a youth group. Nick and Pam came along and helped us start a youth group. And now we have a youth band, right? So that's pretty cool. And thanks, Carrie and Beth, for working with them and helping them be our worship leaders for this day and hopefully other days in the future there. Well, if I haven't met you yet, my name's Lane, one of the leaders here at Bridge Church, and get the opportunity to lead us in kind of a short, quick time of devotion and Bible study this morning. Bridge Church, we'd like to say, is a no-frills, simple church. We utilize existing community and neighborhood space to gather people, to worship, to serve, and make disciples. Spaces like YMCAs and gyms, parks, homes, all kinds of other places that already are in our community where we can bring the light of Christ. And today is kind of a weird day that we've celebrated throughout our history that we've called Faith in Action Sunday. And if I had to define Faith in Action Sunday, a few years ago I wrote this definition. It's a day of servanthood, generosity, and mission that equips and makes disciples by building awareness of the needs of the world and activating the gifts, passions, and ability of God's people for the good of the community. So think of that. A day of generosity, servanthood, and mission. And some of our desired outcomes on Faith in Action Sundays has been, you know, number one, glory for God. As the Bible says in Matthew 5:16, Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." And so that's our desired outcome, is that God, that people see God's work through our lives and our good works, the Bible says. So Faith in Action Sunday is a day to do good works that will show glory for God. Also, we want to meet real human needs. And the Bible talks to us about not overlooking genuine human need. There's a story in 1 John about the person that sees the brother in need and says, be well. And, hey, I'm praying for you is what we often say. You know, I'm praying for you. Well, no, God wants us to actually meet some of those actual real human needs. Prayer can be one big component of that, but also sometimes you need to grab a shovel or a rake or buy a sack of groceries or something for somebody in real human need. We also want to do something intentional to turn our eyes to the real needs of the community, to turn our eyes outward. The Bible says several times, the New Testament says that when Jesus saw the crowd, what does it say? He had compassion for them. And sometimes, you know, we get inside our churches and we forget that there's a whole world out there that needs the compassion of God's people and that God wants us to show compassion to. So we need to look outward. I tell churches all the time, work with churches. I tell churches, you ought to pay your pastor once a year to not come to church, but to drive around the community while church is going on and see all the life that's happening. You know that at least 70% of the world of our community does not go to church on Sunday. They do all kinds of other things. And we just assume people are okay. Sometimes we need to look outward and see the actual needs of those in our community. We also, on Faith in Action Sunday, cultivate relationships and plant seeds and hoping to bring a harvest. And that's what we do as we go out into other places. Some of my favorite Faith in Action Sundays, today we're focused on the needs right here at the YMCA. And because I've broken a lot of stuff through the years here, and I said we need to spend a day just fixing all the stuff I've broken. We're actually not going to do that. Joey gave us some other projects, but some of our other projects have been like we've done Faith in Action Sunday at Oak Villa Mobile Home Park on site where we did worship and built steps and porches and fixed things in people's homes. We did a Faith in Action Sunday at the Boys and Girls Club a few years ago. One year we painted 30 houses down in the West 30s. Anybody was a part of that project, painting all those houses? And all of those planted seeds of the gospel because we shared the gospel everywhere we went. We did a Faith and Action Sunday at the St. Tammany Parish Jail where we held a block party to connect dads and their kids again. And we shared the gospel, planted seeds, cultivated relationships. And then we also, through Faith and Action Sunday, we activate each other's spiritual gifts. You know, the Bible doesn't give the Great Commission and the directives to serve just to preachers and pastors and just people that go to seminary. The Bible says all of us are meant to serve and use our gifts. And so on Faith and Action Sunday, we have opportunities for everybody to do something to bring good and glorify God to the community. And Faith and Action Sunday, some of the other things it does is we want to create for Bridge Church and for our families and our lives, we want to create a culture of servanthood. You see, Jesus wants us to be servants. He said that. Those that are greatest among you will be those that serve. He actually said, those greatest among you will be like a slave that will get down and get dirty for the needs of other people, that will put themselves last, second, and not really even second, last for the good of others in the community. It also creates a culture of flexibility because this feels awkward, it feels weird, it feels, odd that we do things like this on Sunday, that we wear shorts, that we bring our power tools, that we work together. But you know what? That makes us more flexible and adaptable. Oftentimes, I know for me, it's the awkward moments that help us grow spiritually. That's why I love baptism so much. You know, baptism is a little awkward, right? You get wet, you're in front of all these people. It's an awkward thing. And I think that's why Jesus asked us to do it. You need to do this thing that's awkward to identify with my people everywhere all over the world. And then serving is like that too. It feels awkward. It puts us out of our comfort zone. It makes us flexible and adaptable. You know, one of the things Jesus did was in John chapter 13 was the Bible says one night after dinner, he took a basin, a bowl, and a towel, and he wrapped the towel around himself, and he washed his disciples' feet. Now, that's gross today, but it was really gross back then because they didn't wear shoes. They wore sandals, and they walked on dirt roads, and people didn't have bathrooms, so they threw their waste out on the road, and they walked through those roads with people's waste on it. And Jesus, the creator of all the universe, took a towel and a wash bowl and washed the dirty feet of the disciples. You see, that's the kind of flexibility and servanthood that Jesus wants in His people. And He said, just as I've done for you, so you also do this for me. You know. So as we've done Faith and Action Sunday, I've thought about that sometime. We did one Faith and Action Sunday after a flood in 2016. We went over to Robert and just gutted people's homes and brought all of their possessions out to the road so that they could be hauled off. And I thought about, we're washing these people's feet. We're with them in their humiliation and their despair. And we need to be that kind of servants for this world. Some practical things that Faith Next Sunday does for us is it gives our bridge teachers a break, right? Amen, bridge teachers. And we get a little break from our kids' rotation. And it also breaks kind of the monotony of doing church as usual. You know, we can get stuck in a rut just doing church. I just go to church on Sunday. I sit. I sing. I do this. And we can get in ruts. And so we do this once every quarter. Every time there's a fifth Sunday of the month, we try to do Faith and Action Sunday so that we can not get in a rut. Somebody said one time that a rut is just a grave with two ends knocked out, you know. None of us want to be in that, do we? So it gives us a break from the monotony of doing church. It stretches our faith. It shines the light of Christ in dark places. It also provides a little bit of an aha moment for people in the community. You know, people are turning away from the church. people have left the church. There's an article almost every week about how many people are not going to church, and how many people have quit Christianity, and the next generation that doesn't appreciate Christianity and the church. And you know, and part of the reason is why is I think, you know, what people expect from Christians is servanthood. It is generosity. It is selflessness. And there's an appearance out there that Christianity is not that. Now, I would argue that it totally is. And even what we do inside our church buildings on Sunday, all across the community and the land, is very important. The worship of Christ and serving each other in the church. But every now and then, we ought to break out. We ought to be a church without walls. And let the community see an aha moment. That's what we came to do today with the YMCA, to give them a glimpse. Hey, we don't just meet here on Sunday. No, we're a partner with you in whatever you need. Because we're servants of Jesus in this community. It also helps develop a great story of servanthood. Oakville Amoma Home Park out by Covington High School is one place we've for 10 years served. And in that place, we have done several Faith in Action Sundays where we've actually met there on site and done projects all over that community. And over the years, we've built, I think now we're close to 30 wheelchair ramps, porches, and step projects that we've done out there. There are 150 trailers there, and we've actually constructed 30 ramps and porches for the people there. And I love that, you know what, as you drive through that community, I just remember those Faith in Action Sundays. And I remember the sweat and some of the frustration that we went through to build that ramp or to cut down that tree or some of those things that we've done. But I love it because it stands as a testament, a story to the people that live there. And one thing I've said is, you know, this community cannot say that churches don't care about them. Because all they have to do is look around, drive through their community and see the work that churches have done in building things and creating a better life for people there. And it also develops a great story of servanthood for our lives. I've got pictures that pop up in my memories every year of my boys out painting something on Faith in Action Sunday and serving with my family, and pictures of you together with your family serving. And we want to create a great story of servanthood, of applying God's Word in our lives to our faith. And you know, one other outcome of this is that it's also inspired other churches. We have at least 7 other churches that practice a regular Faith in Action Sunday right now. It's either people that have been a part of Bridge Church and gone on to serve at other churches, or churches just saw it and says, yes, we need a day of servanthood and generosity, and that are regularly practicing this habit themselves today. At least 7 that I know of right here in Louisiana that are practicing this. And God calls us to be these kind of people. Later on this year, we're going to be studying the book of 1 Peter. And Peter is one of my favorite books. Peter's one of my favorite characters. We talked about him last Sunday on Easter as we talked about that new birth and living hope that he gives. But a few verses in Peter stick out to me as we think about the values that Faith in Action Sunday and being a church without walls gives us. 1 Peter 2:9 says it like this. It says, "You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, so that you may proclaim the praises of the One who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." This verse is a great reminder to me about what God wants of His people. He wanted a possession. He wanted a people that He could call His own, and that would do all in their in their power to proclaim His praises. One of the things we do is we proclaim His praises, we sing, we live lives that glorify God, and then we can also serve together to bring Him praise. And I love this. It says we're a royal priesthood. You know, there's a phrase that we use that to describe each the Christians together, and it's the priesthood of every believer. You know, one of the things we believe is that, you know, we don't need a priest to help us access God any longer, because Jesus Christ is the one mediator between us and God. And He wants us to all, each and every one, be priests to help others have access to God and know the access to God that is Jesus Christ. And so we're all dignified servants of Him. You don't have to just wait on the preachers to do it or anything. You are somebody that God has called to be a servant. 1 Peter 3:18 is kind of our theme verse at Bridge Church. It says, "For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, that He might bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit." This is where we get our mission statement, that Bridge Church exists to connect disconnected people to Christ and His mission. And this picture of a bridge that's bringing people to God. And that's what we want to be in our community. We want to do those kind of things, sharing the gospel, serving our community in a way that helps other people find that bridge to God, that helps other people know Christ who will bring them to God. And then 4 verse 10, Peter says, "Just as each of you has received a gift, use it to serve others as good stewards of the varied grace of God." Everybody that God has saved, He also equipped with a gift to be used. And He also wants to equip with that mindset, that attitude of servanthood. And it's Faith in Action Sunday. That's one way together we as Bridge Church live that out each and every year. So I love this, the directness of this verse. Just as each one received a gift, use it. So how are you using your gifts? And how? In serving others. To serve others as good stewards of the varied grace of God. Now, we don't have projects today that are hard. We just wanted to focus on some of the needs around the YMCA. And they've given us some pretty simple, easy projects to do today. And nothing outlandish. We also have some projects. Francine's going to come up in just a minute and tell us about our project that will help serve the homeless and those type of situations. And we also can just serve each other through fellowship, encouraging one another. We're going to have lunch together as well. But just a day of generosity and servanthood and fellowship so that we can bring glory to God and let His light shine through us. And so thank you for coming on this very special day. I'm going to pray for us, and then Francine is going to come up. She kind of leads our mobilization and missions bucket here at Bridge Church. I call it we have four buckets. Gatherings and groups, mobilizations and missions, equipping and training, and then admin and support. Francine is leading out on our mobilization and mission budget bucket this year, and she's going to come up and explain those. So let me pray for us. Father in heaven, we thank You so much for the opportunity we have to know You, and we thank You for filling us with Your Spirit and a gift. Our gifts that can be used to glorify You and serve others. And Lord, we just pray that You would open our eyes to the needs around us. Help us see the crowds and have compassion as Jesus did. And Lord, just open our hearts to the needs of the world and give us those opportunities to share and serve others. In Jesus' name, amen. All right.